This is MSO News Sports. I'm Rick Moore, talking now with St. John's Prep Hockey coach Christian Hansen. And coach, welcome back to MSO and congratulations on a first round win.
Thank you, Rick. I appreciate it. And it was a win, but it certainly wasn't easy.
Well, I read the article about it, and it's high school, there's ups and downs. But also, coach, I just wonder about the kids feeling, and I don't want to call it stress, but their understanding of, all right, they're the number one seed, and you're playing the number, the bottom of the seedings. And I know that you as a coach and your staff doesn't allow complacency, but still, when the kids are out there knowing what they've accomplished this year and some of your seniors, in past years, is there some kind of mindset, do you think, that kind of creeps in anyway?
Oh, yeah, there is, because, they're teenagers and they're human. And I think at any level, there's a bit of complacency that sets in. But, I also think there's nerves that set in.
Okay.
And, when you're the number one seed, you have that target on your back and everybody wants to beat you, you feel a lot of pressure. And when you're playing the 32 seed, because it's 1v32 in that first game, they have nothing to lose, and they played a play-in game on Monday. They won that game, so they had a win under their belt, under the kind of tournament setting where you lose and you go home, and they survived one. So they come to our rink and say, hey, we got nothing to lose today. We're playing the best team in the state, and just go out there and have fun and compete. And, on the other side, we're looking at the game as you cannot lose because you're the one seed. And we're guarding against an upset. So I think mentally, teams that come in and play us have an advantage. And the further you go into the tournament, that's kind of lost, right? Where round two, it's the number 16 team. All right, we're getting closer.
Yeah.
By the time you get to the round of eight, it's the eight best teams in the state. So you've kind of, at that point, the playing field is a lot more level in terms of kind of that mental preparation for the game.
I do think,
Rick, in the first couple of games, nerves play a factor.
That's an interesting perspective, and I thank you for that, because you're climbing the ladder fast in terms of whittling down the teams. However, it's still Division I, and Lincoln Sudbury has a great tradition. And tell me a little bit about the game, the ebb and flow, and how you look back at it now.
Yeah, right. So, after watching the video and kind of examining things, I think we turned the puck over way too much early in the game. And I think that a big part of that is what I just talked about, the stress of the game, the nervousness. You don't want to make a mistake. You want to be perfect. We're number one. We have to play like it. And we really didn't play a loose game. And I think because of that, we made mistakes and they capitalized. And, in the second period, it was a 2-1 hockey game. And, fortunately for us, we scored very late in the second with 25.8 seconds left to make it a 3-1 game to going into the third period. That gave us a little bit of breathing room. And that was a really important goal for us. So, it wasn't our best performance. We still outshot them, and we ultimately beat them 6-2. So we certainly did enough to win the game. But I know we can be better, and I really just think it comes down to nerves.
Wow, that's an interesting perspective. And when you put it in that framework, they are kids, and they know they're playing at such a high level, and so much is expected of them. Who are the kids who played well for you under pressure this week?
Well, you can look to our senior captains. Christian Rosa had 3 goals. Johnny Ty had 2 goals. And those two guys really led us offensively. I think Johnny chipped in not only 2 goals, but I think he had at least 1 assist on a nice feed over to Rosa. So, the first line scored 5 of the 6 goals. And, those are the guys that you count on in the big games, and they came through for us. But I've been around long enough to know you can't rely on one line to carry a team with the level of competition we're going to be playing against. So we need some secondary scoring, and we've made a few adjustments to the lineup, and we're just trying to give a little spark to the other guys, and we're hoping it pays off tomorrow.
All right, so now, again, climbing the ladder, we're up to number 16 now with Wellesley. They have a good record at 15-4-2. Do you know any? I know, you know, I keep asking about what do you do about, but you guys, you always say, well, it's about us, how we prepare. Do you know anything about Wellesley, what they might look like?
I mean, in this day and age, you have the availability of video, so I was able to watch some of their games, just like they were able to watch our games. There are very few secrets. In the old days, you'd have to go out and actually scout teams personally and take notes, but now you can watch everything on video. I'm really impressed with them. They have a couple big defensemen. They have a really good first line. They have good depth. They're a good team, and it's evident they not only their 15 wins, but they beat Marshfield their last game of the year. Marshfield, I think, is maybe 17-3 on the year. Marshfield, the high seed in the tournament, a very good team, and they beat them 3-1. So we know how difficult the game is going to be tomorrow.
Okay, finally, Coach, preparation mindset. I know that you don't do anything different on the ice at this point of the season, say maybe some fine-tuning, make sure all 12 cylinders are firing when you want them to. In terms of chalk talk, what goes on?
Simplify, right? I mean, it's no different at every level. For anybody that watched the Bruins game last night, they had a 3-0 lead in the first period. Second period rolls around, and they give up 2 goals. And if you listen to Andy Brickley, he talked about how they, in the second period last night, they did not keep it simple. They were trying to make the same plays that they had success with in the first period that weren't there, yet they continued trying to force those plays.
Mm-hmm.
And ultimately, Vegas last night came back and made it a 3-2 game, and a big part of that was what the Bruins failed to do, which was keep it simple kind of move the puck north and get it into the offensive zone. And that's exactly what we have to do. We have to move the puck. We have to simplify. And, you know, the more creative we try to get sometimes, or the more we try to skate with the puck, we get ourselves in trouble. So we got good speed. Use it. Push it north and attack their net.
Finally, Christian, the seniors who have so much experience and so much tournament experience, at this point in their careers, do they have to think much or just react because they've had so much playing time?
Yeah, I mean, I talked to Jake Vanna after practice today just about that very thing. He was extremely excited about the game tomorrow, right? And that's a kid that's played in every situation. So I think our seniors are less nervous and more excited. Maybe some of our younger guys were nervous the other night, but we expect them, having a game under their belt, to be a little bit less nervous and more focused tomorrow.
And what's it like playing at the Nest, playing these tournament games?
It's been great. The student support has been great. I know our boys really appreciate it and fires them up. So we expect a big crowd again tomorrow. And, you know, they're a big part of what we do. They never step on the ice, but they give us a lot of motivation.
It's an exciting time all over the North Shore. We got teams winning everywhere in all divisions. So it's great. Keep it going, Coach, and we'll talk again.
All right, Rick, thank you.
Thank you, Coach. Right, take care.
Bye-bye.
That is Christian Hansen, who is the St. John's Prep hockey coach with MSO News Sports. I'm Rick Moore.